The fourth parak of Krisis, third Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Mishin Nizuri, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim. Lo nechleku al dover shu mishum shim echad shu chayif. That there was no machlekes if the two aveiras with the two actions were the same aveira, but he doesn't know which action he did. For example, the two women that were neither, and it was boiled one of them, he doesn't know which. So there, everybody agrees that you bring a korban. Amal nechleku al mishum shnei shem is something which is two different aveiras, like we had in the previous Mishnah. There was a suffix if he ate chaylev anoisa, or even if on Shabbos it was two different melachas, that's also considered shnei shemis. Shabbat lezim mechayev chatas, because sof kol sof he did an aveira. Rabbi Yeshua poite, Rabbi Yeshua patas. Om Rabbi Yehuda, feel in this kam lidka te'enim velokite anovim, anovim lokite enim. Here's a chiddush. Even though his intention was that he wanted to have first, Gemara explains, pick te'enim, then afterwards grapes. And his hand moved out of the position that he wanted to go, and he first did the grapes, and afterwards the te'enim. So he did the wrong order than he wanted to, but he didn't do what he was planning to do. Says Rabbi Yehuda that even in such a case, Rabbi Lezim Mechayev Chatas, because the Maisa, he was mechaven to do both malachas, we don't care about the order. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua point, because the Maisa, he didn't do the act as planned. It's a type of misasik, a chiddush. Even though he definitely did that veira, he didn't do it as planned. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Tomani Mifter Bo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'd be surprised if Rabbi Yehuda really would pass in such a case, because the Maisa, he wanted to do the malacha, he did the malacha, just the water was off. Yes, and the Mishnah is saying that what are you surprised? Yeah, it's really this is supposed to be Rabbi Shimon that said this. Rabbi Shimon Tomani Mifto. Rabbi Shimon said, I'm surprised if Rabbi Yeshua will be poyter. And the Gemara says that why does it say, according to you, that you assume that everybody would mechayev such a case? Why does it say shechot po, which implies that you have to know which aver you did? So that the Mishnah answers pratlam misasik, that he wasn't planning to do a malacha and he did the malacha. But if he was planning, or is not planning to do this malacha and he ended up doing this malacha, he's planning to pick up something and end up it was mechuba or whatever. But in the case he was planning to do the malacha, that is pro. Not only is it prohibited, but he would be chayav a korban because he was planning to do the malacha, just it wasn't the order that he wanted.